In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We celebrate St. John of Kronstadt today, and his readings are really rather unique. He was, quote-unquote, just a married priest. And these readings are about love from St. John's epistle and also from the epistle of St. Luke. Or excuse me, not the epistle, but the gospel. I find that rather amazing. St. John truly gave of himself to everybody. He lived in Christ. And because of that, he did great and marvelous things. And he was a great intercessor for people. And still to this day is a great intercessor. He had gifts of foresight. There's a wonderful book about him called A Prodigal Saint that shows that what his struggles were, which make him even more impressive in my mind, because he struggled against various things that came from his childhood. For instance, he was poor. So because he was poor, he liked good food, and he gave himself no quarter about that, because many times he'd been hungry. But St. John, above all, loved. And that's what we must do. We're trying to make our parish aware of stewardship, more aware of it. And I, as a pastor, to be honest with you, have two goals. One really, really, really big one, and one smaller one. Unfortunately, the smaller one is the one that keeps the doors open. So it has to happen. But the big one is this. The big one is that we love as God loves. That we look outside of ourselves, stop looking at our nose, and look at others, and love others as God loves. To love others is a commandment. And St. John, the apostle of love, speaks of it many times. And I think we must understand why it is a commandment. I've told you many times that commandments are not externally imposed from outside of us. There's not one commandment that's externally imposed. Now, maybe some commandment that comes from some little old lady who tells you you have to cover your head, and she yells at you when you walk in the church, or that you have to light a candle a certain way, all that kind of weird stuff that people do, those are externally imposed. But to love God, to love your neighbor, to be pure in heart and soul, to not steal, to not envy, to give of your, lay down your life for your friends. These are commandments that come from within. And this is what I hear when I read the first epistle of John. And I would recommend to you that you would read this epistle a dozen times a year. You can actually read it in one sitting pretty easily. And I would recommend that you read it all the time. So this epistle selection is for St. John of Kronstadt today. The apostle of love says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." This is why we love, because love is of God, not because it's imposed upon us or commanded of us. It's because God made us in his image and after his likeness. And if he did that, then we are like him in some way. And God is love. God also is light. Now, we're not very much light, but we're becoming light. And we're not very much lovers, but we are becoming lovers of all, of everyone. Friend and enemy, interesting person and boring person, poor and rich. With God, there is no difference, and with us, there should be no difference, because love is an internal command, not an external one. We love because God is love. God created us. God created us to love, since he is love. There is no better thing than a person can do than to love, because God loves. And if we love, we are like God. And if we are like God, then we can know God. Because only like things understand like things. You cannot understand anyone or anybody unless you have their experience. You can only know about them if you don't have their experience. But if you have their experience, then you can truly know them. And this is what the Christian life is, to learn to love. But St. John, the apostle of love, says things not only that are sweet, but also things that are sharp. In fact, among the apostles, I think he said the sharpest things, with no equivocation whatsoever. He says that he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Since our whole purpose in life is to know God, if we do not love, we don't know God. Our whole purpose is forfeit. Now, one can kind of run with this statement a little bit. One can kind of make it in a gradation. None of us love perfectly, but we do love, at least imperfectly. So to the extent that we love is the extent to which we know God. The extent to which we do not love is the extent to which we are dark and do not know God. It's really as simple as that. So as I'm struggling to tell my parish about stewardship and make them not just think it's about giving money, but it's about giving of themselves, I want to give them a reason to give of themselves. And this reason must come from within their heart. I could say it with my lips, and it could reach their ears in an external way. But it must be in a person's heart if a person is to know God. We love because God is love. And God has manifested his love towards us by sending his only begotten Son so that we could live through him, as St. John says. Now here is an interesting thing also that he says at the end of this reading, near the end. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So we should think of loving as merely passing on the love of God that is in us, in which he has already loved us, not taking any credit for our loving. In another place, it says we love him because he first loved us. So we love God because God loved us. And we love others because God loved us. Everything is from God. And when we express that which is from God, things are good. Our life is in order. Our soul is at peace. It doesn't matter what's happening externally. Terrible things could be happening externally. Many people who loved were tortured for it, or were persecuted for it, or lost homes, or children, or lands because of love. But if they loved according to how God loves us, their souls would be in peace. And this is what we need. And we're in a political period now. People are coming up with solutions. None of the solutions are going to work. Not one of them. Not one of them. Because they're not based on love. Sometimes not at all. And sometimes only barely based on love. So none of the political solutions are going to work. The only thing that's going to work is for people to change in their hearts, for God's love to be expressed through them to others. Now, we are Christians, so we say. So we have to live like Christians. And to live like a Christian is merely and simply and only to love, because everything comes from that. So if there's anything we do that is not because of love, it's not Christian. And if it's not Christian, it's not alive. It's dead. It's a rotting corpse if we do something that is not according to love. It might look alive. It might bring pleasure. It might bring people to admire us. But it will not be alive. It will be dead and it will stink. So we as Christians must learn to love because God is love. It's as simple as that. The reason why I read the scriptures so often is because it has stuff in there like this that it's just too beautiful to really comprehend. It's too wonderful. There's something tantalizing about it. That there's some understanding that I don't yet have about it. But it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. this idea that we are born to love, and God is love, and we can love because God loved us, and that all we need do, all, that's in quotation marks, all, the small thing we need do, is to allow the love of God to flow through us. It's really quite easy for a person who does not sin. For a person who sins, it's quite difficult. And therein is our problem. But we should not be so afraid of sin. I've said that many times. Most of you, I don't know if any of you know this person. He's a deacon now, or a higher deacon, in Romania. And his name is Andrei. And he used to get on me when I said things like, don't be afraid of sin, be afraid of not repenting from sin. He thought that was a terrible thing to say. Oh no, Father, you should really be afraid of sin. Well, of course it's true, we should be afraid of sin. But we should be more afraid of not repenting. And the thing we should be most afraid of is not loving. Doesn't matter what vice a person has. If he loves, God will deliver him. If he does not love, it does not matter how righteous he is. No one who does not love can know God. It applies to you and me. So St. John of Kronstadt we celebrate today because he did great things. But the only reason he did great things is the same reason we can do great things. To love as God loved. Because God is love and God loved us. It's as simple and as beautiful as that.